Let me ask you a question. There's always so much trouble when young people have a scholarship and are trying to go through college and so forth. Does the Bill Gates Millennium Scholarship offer any type of support as you are matriculating, as you are going through college? Do they have any kind of support they offer you, or are you kind of like out there on your own? You have the money, but that's it.
Well, they do give the leadership conferences, and at the leadership conferences, they give valuable information in terms of how to be a leader in your community, how to improve
okay.
your grades, and you can call the program advisors, and they have program advisors that you can call, and they give you a separate number, a special number that you can use. That's not the general mailbox number, and this allows you to talk to specific program advisors about your situation. If you get in trouble or if you have a problem, then they're willing to work with you and listen to you and try to help you to ameliorate your situation or make it better. And in that case, I really think that it's a great program because they not only give you the scholarship, but they also give you that kind of listening ear and advice to help you to make it through college.
So I just want to repeat something. The Bill Gates Millennium Scholarship has paid for you to get your bachelor's degree from Morehouse. You got your master's from Morehouse, correct?
Well, I didn't do the master's program, but I went directly to Case, and I was able to enter into the PhD program.
Oh, okay. So Bill Gates is making it possible for you to also get your PhD, and you're working on that
right
here at Case.
Right, exactly.
I just think that's wonderful. You've been listening to Courtchill Kenny. He's a former Cleveland student, and he is telling us about the Gates Millennium Scholarship. Courtchill, could you give us the number that you gave, Linda Wilson's number at the church, for people who are interested in that great tutoring program?
Sure. That number, if you want to volunteer, is 216-421-0482, extension 281. And if you want to contact the Gates Millennium Scholarship Program, go to www.gmsasinmary.org. So that's gmsp.org.
Well, thank you very much. Anything else? You know, you noticed that you mentioned that you do some community service and you go around and you talk to students to try to encourage them to apply. How is that working for you? What's your audience when you go, and are you going to be talking any place soon, and can you let us know where that will be? I'm really trying to get as much information out there as possible because there's a lot of money floating around that people are not taking advantage of.
Oh, absolutely. I love to talk about opportunities for students, and we one of the wonderful students that I've been able to connect with, he went to Glenville High School, and that's how we're trying to build a united front of students, and the program is called Young Adults. And we try to help students by mentoring, tutoring, giving them opportunities to express their talent, and giving them a venue. And actually, we have what we call a faith house that we're constructing, and it's in the Huff area by the corner of 79th and Chester, where we're bringing students in and helping to develop them and their skill and taking them from one level to a whole nother level.
Okay, Courtchill, I'm going to have to cut you off for 1 second, but I'm going
sure
to come right back to you. You've been listening. You're listening to WRUW FM 91.1. Okay, all right, we're back with Courtchill Kinney. And Courtchill, I'm sorry I cut you off, but I do want to hear where you're going to be doing your information, your leadership training, and so forth, in case there's anyone who wants to attend.
Well, we will be having different events coming up, and we have a website that you can go to. It's www.youngadultsorg.com. Again, that's youngadultsorg.com. And then if you want to contact us, it's 216-926-9360. And we're going to have different performances where students will be able to display their poetry, and we're also going to have programs where students will, where we have scholarship fundraisers for the students in the area. And I think it's a wonderful venue because it helps to connect students from different areas where a lot of times there are barriers that keep them away, and you know, different streets have different gang rivalries or these type of things, and we try to bring the students together and show that you're not different. You have, you're more similar than you're different, and a lot of the students respond to that focused mentorship, and we've seen the students totally transform, and they are able to display their talents in different ways.
Well, Cortell, I just want to say thank you so much for your time. You are doing, you're just a great young man. You're doing great work in the community. You're working on your PhD, and you're the kind of role model that so many of our young people need. So I would like to say thank you so much for spending time. Anything that you just want to say, you know, a lot of times we do interviews, I wish I had said this. Anything that you want to just mention before
we
sign up?
Just show, it won't take too long, but I wanted to know, I have one of my students, Cedric Thorbs, and he's an excellent poet. And he wrote this wonderful poem for called Why We Can't Wait for the inauguration with Barack Obama and Dr. Martin Luther King. And, he, you know, before...
Is he there right now?
He's here now, and he's excellent.
We'd love to hear it. What's his name again?
He proved his great. Cedric Thorbs. He goes to Glenville High School. He's on the wrestling team.
I'm a Tar Blooder. Just want you to know, I am a Tar Blooder.
he's a true tried and true Tar Blooder, and he has on you know, he has the stamina to keep going and pushing it through. So Cedric Thorbs, Why We Can't Wait.
All right. Is Cedric there?
Hello.
Okay, come on, Cedric. We're waiting for you.
A man who was murdered on the balcony for speaking words of equality is not Juan Mobile for peace and serenity, who gave hope to the privest and for those who are nothing to become accomplished, a state of mind of not being violent. Even against discrimination, even against segregation, we knew change wouldn't happen overnight, so we had to be patient, not being physical but using his brain made him one of the most dangerous men in the nation. But to serve his people was Dr. King's obligation. But now it's a new time with different issues. So now we need a new leader to guide us through. The war of the pain, the war of the wars, the war of the drama. Our change begins with President Obama. To direct us in a positive direction. We all made a change with this presidential election. We need a leader now, no substitutions. George Bush gave us 8 years of problems, and Obama is our solution. But while we can't wait, because we're tired of seeing the same face. We need to make a difference before it's too late. Time for a change because we know our own fate. Because America now is a disgrace. How would they rather send us to jail than to give us knowledge? Build multi-million-dollar prisons but won't send us to college. Foreclosure of homes just means another neighborhood to be impoverished. I don't think this was a dream of the graduate of Morehouse College. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, must come together and figure out which battle we are losing. Is it the one across seas? Or it's the one at home with our school system, economic system, poverty, and disease. We heard the speech from King, and he had a dream which all made us patient. Now we must wait for Barack's speech of inauguration. Why we can't wait? Because we have no hope. But we know we're not worthless. Dr. King had a dream, so Obama has a purpose. Thank you.
Wow, Cedric, that was fabulous. So you might have to clap. That was excellent. And that's Glenville High School, everybody.
Yes, Glenville High
School. My high school, my alma mater.
So this is the talent that we have. And
yes.
And we give the students a chance, they can really shine through. And that's what we try to do, is mentor them to success.
Well, thank you so much, Cedric. Thank you. Keep up the wonderful work. You're making me and Glenville and everybody else proud. And Cortrell, again, thank you so much for your time. And just keep doing the great work that you're doing, and stay in touch, and we'll both be in touch with each other, okay?
Okay, thank you much.
Thank you. You were listening, everyone, to Cortrell Kinney. He is matriculating here at Case, getting his PhD. He got his bachelor's at Morehouse, and it was all paid for by the Bill Gates Millennium Scholarship.